We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
245 brought to you by AirPro Heating and Cooling. Visit aphvac.com today. We've got a loaded show. Arthur Motes next hour. Nick Wright from Fox Sports 1 loves the Steelers. Going to join us at 525. Also one of the best hockey insiders in all of North America, Eric Engels. 5 o'clock. He golfed yesterday. Told me, let's do Tuesday, can't do Monday because of golf. I asked him if he performed better than Tom Brady, and he said yes, which is admittedly not a very high bar to jump over. Chris, we speculated yesterday that even though you are a very pro-Brady man and a very modest and humble man when it comes to your own athletic exploits, that you would admit on the air that you are a better golfer than Tom Brady.
No, I don't think I can go that route. I can't. I won.
Dude, he sucked. So, he was terrible. He was absolutely dog vomit.
All I heard was he was just – so one of my buddies who's
spraying it all over the place.
Is a former pro, said for the first 6 holes he was absolute crap. Banana slicing. Then he dunked that one for birdie from the fairway.
Split his pants.
Back and in. Split his pants. Very everyman-like and very endearing, of course. Who hasn't split their pants after holing out from the fairway? But then I was told, Pomp insisted last night on the nightly sports call that Brady got it together
no,
the
didn't.
Way real champions do for the last 12
Come
holes.
Come on. Get in here, Craig. You watched. You were into it because you bet on it.
Craig,
you
did
were
he
obsessed
not get it together?
Tiger.
He had a couple moments, but he didn't put it all together by any stretch
didn't
of the imagination.
Didn't he play like 7 holes? Didn't he play a 7-hole stretch in the last 12 holes, 1 under par?
No way. I thought he shot well over 90.
The back 9 was best ball between him and Mickelson. He didn't even play his own shot the whole time.
Okay, now that's questionable. Wait, no, best ball would be they did play their own ball, Craig. Alternate shot would be what you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry, they did the reverse. They both teed off. They would use whoever's tee shot, then rotating the rest of the way in.
That's alternate shot, Chris.
If he was, no, I understand that. So he was playing, it was Mickelson doing half the work. Pony, I still don't think I'm better than him. Anybody that knows me knows that I am.
You crush it.
But I am also very prone to doing what made Brady look bad yesterday, which is crushing it all over the lot. He's also playing a course, frankly, if it's Tiger Woods' like home course and just
medalist
where Tiger goes to log rounds, like regular old rounds, I guarantee it's tougher than the courses I play. So, no, believe it or not, I might think I can throw a football 35 to 40 yards, but I will not go so far as to say that I can beat Tom Brady
Papiani,
in golf, that I'm better than him.
I was making light of the pant-splitting incident and how I'm just so dumbfounded by it that it could A, happen, and B, a replacement pair of golf pants was just made readily available to Brady.
I saw you were getting roasted, though, for that by people who pointed out that he would assuredly have rain pants for such a wet day on the golf course, which he would.
So he was so you packed 2 pants because it rained?
Rain pants are super easy to wear. Like, you remember those swishy Adidas pants? It's easy to just throw those on.
So if Brady had been playing on a dry day, he would have been, you know what, out of luck, just walking around with split pants?
Theoretically, he would have had no reason on a dry, sunny day to have a separate pair of pants packed.
To which Papiani responded, I'm always prepared for golf. And he went to the extreme place to prove his point. He said, I always have a roll of toilet paper with me on the golf course. Bob does not get out and play without a roll of toilet paper.
So he's not only prepared to play golf basically at the drop of a hat, which I imagine Pomp being a guy who I imagine at Chartier's Country Club at his home course, his clubs are just stowed there. But if they're not, they're in his trunk, right? If he's going to play elsewhere. Two, does he assume that when he plays golf, he's going to have to do his business somewhere on the course, that he won't be able to get to an outhouse? How does having a roll of toilet paper correspond or correlate to being, quote, ready for golf? I don't just think about golfing and then think, man, at some point I'm absolutely going to have to go to the bathroom in the woods here, and I better be ready with some two-ply.
So I have a theory on this, if I could interject.
Man, that silence was absolutely killing me. There was suffocating for a second.
So you have the rational take that why would I take this? This isn't something that happens. My theory is that somebody that is ready for a situation like that is playing off past experience.
That's a great theory. I knew where you were going immediately.
So an accident happened.
Yeah, and it along the way. He's always gonna
and he has promised himself, Bob, this won't happen again.
All right.
Well, I think that's
exactly. Soiled my pants. We're going to talk about
that. I think
that.
Craig hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. No, Craig, you're right. And you know what the funny thing is?
Chris, I got to stop you. Bob's on the line.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to clarify this because I was driving into work and listening to this, and Andrew, that is true. I do take, and the reason I do, number one, you'll understand as you get older, you don't have as much control, but most importantly, number two, Chris,
number two, a lot of emphasis on number two.
Number two, Chris, and more importantly, you know how golf courses are going now. They are going manscaping route, you know, so they're taking out trees. There's nowhere to go. Sometimes you have to be creative. I just don't want to have an accident. It's very simple.
Bob, you don't strike me as a guy that would drop trowel in the middle of the woods, though. That does not strike me as a Bob move.
No, it wouldn't be, except when desperation calls. That's when you.
All right,
you
so I have a question.
At that point, and you just say, "I got to take care of business because Mother Nature's calling."
Now I don't. I know you can't, Bob. I know you can't flush like baby wipes or quote unquote flushable wipes. That's a lie. But if I were going to go, if I were going to be engaged in some al fresco situation like you're talking about here, some natural situation, wouldn't you want the convenience and maybe the cleaning power of baby wipes or something?
Oh, I have everything taken care of. You can't have a plan A without having a plan B. I know that.
Bob, I want to know if it ever got to a point where you actually had to use it. So it's one thing to have the emergency kit. I want to know if there was ever a time where you had to rely on the emergency supplies.
No, since I've had the emergency supplies, but because I have the emergency supplies, I once was in that predicament, and therefore now bring the emergency supplies. Now that's even worse when you have nowhere to go and no way of cleaning. Now it's, you know, I'm
that gets real. It gets real in a hurry, Bob.
Hold on. So this conversation, I'm glad it came up. It's resonating. A friend of mine just texted me. I'm not going to say who it is, but he wrote, it has to be a dozen years at least since I've played golf without a roll of toilet paper in my bag.
See?
Wow.
Bob, I can't believe this.
When is the part two? When is the rematch between you and Richie?
We're trying to line it up for Friday, so I think that's going to be a go. And, you know, he's now negotiating with me, and he shouldn't be because we're going strictly by handicaps. And I went with the Filippone marketing line there, which was 10. And you're going to have to adjust yours, but it shouldn't come down too much. He's still better than me. So go by what.
Well, this is already psychological warfare. I can hear it. He's better than me. Is this at Chartiers? Is this your home turf?
It's my home turf, but he's familiar with it, and he's better than me.
All right, Pomp, one more question here. You can bring the toilet paper. I will avail myself for this if you're willing. I know you've pitched the idea, you and Richie and me and Jeff Hathorn, and we scramble up the teams or we just go radio versus TV. Your thoughts about this?
Well, I like it. I think it would depend on – see, I think you're both pretty good players, right? Am I mistaken there? You and Jeff?
I'm a 14. I'm an actual –
And there's no way Brady's an 8, Bob. There's no way in the world he's an 8 handicap.
Hey, did you see his response after he chili dipped a few, and did you see his response?
What, suck on that Chuck, that move?
No, that, but also his consistent play right after that. He did not play. He played, I told Chris, there was a stretch of 7 holes where he was 1 under.
See, I heard he could barely break 100. I heard he was near triple digits on
Sunday.
Well,
I think that's because of what happened in the first. If you add up everything that happened in the first 6 holes, he had like 5 out of bounds. I mean, but I'm saying he has the potential, and I think it was just, you know, one of those days.
Nerves.
That's a little out of his element, but as Chris said last night on the sports call, when it came down to the fourth quarter on a Sunday, he came through.
All right, Bob, I'll talk to you at 4:15, and then we'll do the sports call tonight. All right, buddy?
Please do not bring this up at 4:15. This is just for your edification here.
Just between the three of us and Craig.
Okay.
All right, see you, Bob.
Bye.
There you go. Well, Craig's hunch
was
dead
on. That's why Pop's the greatest. Oh, my God. As soon as Craig launched into it, you just had that sense of where it was going and that it was 100% right.
And when you saw the hotline ring, did you have a feeling it was Bob?
Oh, I was hoping when it rang that it was Bob.
Pony, I've had incidents where on the course I've been in certain levels of GI distress, mm-hmm. like Pomp is discussing, but I have never had it so bad where I just had the situation he also described.
That was our blowing hot air segment brought to you by AirPro Heating and Cooling and Rheem. Visit aphvac.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.